Somewhat speechless, but suffice to say that it's an awesome school for him to be here and to Muhammad Oilam to give his prayer to the Allah as well.
It brings back some good memories. I think the last year that I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had a kvias with you, and I think it was David Tugendhat. We learned it was in the Sivas Oilam maybe or something. That's Eretz Yisrael. That's 21, 22 years ago, and Baruch Hashem, I've seen. Such tremendous things going on here. I was in England also, and I can do that. I was in England, and I saw what David did. So it's a good zikaron. And Baruch Hashem, I say kimaseh berishu, kimaseh b'sheni. You're doing a chutzlar. It's what you started in Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of brachah natzlacha. It's interesting. There's a famous chsam sefer. Some Sofer says that he used to have a Seder or Kviyas and saying in Tillim, and he noticed that every time a Yom, some sort of Yontif would come by, a special Yom, he would find some remez in it and so on. So I guess if the Olam is finishing Sukkah officially, unofficially, somewhat officially, I'm not sure what it's not official Chag HaSiyum, but still that there's something there that would be Mekashrit to this day. So, first of all, there's a vartan Sasemis. Sasemis says, Kela Shem Bayorli, Isu Chag Bavoisim at Kainas HaMizbeach. So he says, Isu Chag Bavoisim at Kainas HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the Gufa Mizbeach is the Karbonis that were their Sukkis, and the Kainas HaMizbeach are Seifim or Snifim or something like that, which are attached to it. And that, he says, is Chanukah. Obviously, Vayorli would certainly be a remez for Chanukah, that there is some sort of ha'orah that's nimshach. And then the Chassidim dashed plenty of Torah on it, that it starts Sukkah, you build your own bias, and then you can put a mayor in front of it to be mayor b'chutz, many things. But there's a less sympathetic kesha at the end, actually, at the siyum. And it's something that really, really needs to be understood in many ways. It's a little bit of a sus in the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Ma'isa b'miriam bas bilga, shemira daita. Rachman Etzlan, one of the daughters of the Kanim, of the Mishmaris, was Meimer Dasa, she converted. V'holcha v'nissas l'saydit echad malcha yovan. She married one of, like a policeman, an officer of the Yevonim. When the Yevonim came into the Hegel, and this was the time of Hashmonoi, she took her shoe and started banging Mizbeach. She said, Lucas means a wolf in Greek. How long will you keep absorbing money of Kol Yisrael and not giving anything in return? And therefore, so they counsel them, and the Gemara says why and so on. So the Chazal end Masechet Sukkah with some sort of hemshech into Chanukah, and it's not such an easy hemshech. So a little bit, I want to be oimid on the nekuda that comes out from over here. It's L'chura, I mean, we talk the if you're talking about the chesro, if you're talking about where the Yevonim tried to be pagaya, so they were pagaya and the Beis Hamikdash by Kololi, there were pirates, pirates, and so on, there were meshakits, everything, and if there's something specifically that they aimed at was the menorah, and that's why obviously we made the nes on the menorah. Here, if she is a turncoat, and she is sort of bringing out the pegia of the Yevonim. It's interesting that Mizbeach of all the places is where she was pegia. Why the Mizbeach? I mean, everything else. The truth is, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and it's really the same thing. The Maral quotes the Gemara. He says that they were pegia in the Heichel. And he speaks about the Hegel and so on, all sorts of things. And then he says, like it says, that the Avdi Mizbeach sheshiktzu the Yevonim, that the Yevonim were mishakitz the Avdi Mizbeach. And that's why it says they were going is it. So where were they ever pegea in the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, al zbo pritzim vayichaluha, that since once they came in and they were once they came into the Heichel, they were able to be pagan and everything. Gemara of this speaks about being able to ask us something that's in the Shalcha and so on, in Shaloi, and Gemara says that. So what we see, who there were many kalim more attractive in the Beis Hamikdash. The by Achashverosh says he took the gold, the silver, the expensive kalim. So if you want to be Titus, took the menorah to Rome. That's the famous thing. If you want to take some, I mean, Esbeach was Sachar, Esbeach Avanim. Doesn't seem to be any reason why there would be a need for a pagam. Well, I mean, why would they aim the pagam at the Mizbeach? And it doesn't quite ever say where or why or what. When the menorah, we know the menorah is the Guf HaNes, and that's where they were pegeah, and for that there's tons of rimozim with Teresh Baal Peh and so on and so forth. Mizbeach is not a particularly spectacular kli and doesn't seem to have any other achizah. Where's it going from? Where's it coming from? So I'd like to. So there's an interesting Zera Kaddish in Baal Yischa. It says that the midrashim that we have, the chazal that we have, speak about the smichas of Parshas Nosai to Baal Yischa, and it says that the Nesiim were the ones who were. The Nesiim were, they brought their karbonis, and they were active people, they were actively involved in the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, and on the Chanukah they brought the karbonis, and Aaron was Niskana, and he asked, what about me? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shalcho Kayim, and you have the Neiris. The Zohar Kaddish asked the same question, well, a slightly different variation, and he focuses his teretz really on a slightly different nekuda. The Zohar Kaddish asks, why is it that after the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, we have the Chanukah's HaMenorah? And in other words, he focuses more on the kalim that they were mechanech, rather than the people who were mechanech. Obviously, it was Nesiim and Aaron, but his point, he asked, the way he phrases the same question is, he starts by asking, we learned all about the menorah before. Why do we need to learn it all over again? Why repeat the meaning of the menorah a second time? You know, we learned everything about the Kaftarei and Frocha and everything before. Why repeat a second time? So it says, well, if it's next to the Parsha of Mizbeach, and more or less his teretz is that first you needed the Nesiim to be Mechanech the Mizbeach, and then Aaron HaKoyen could be Mechanech the Menorah. And it sort of works both ways. The Nesiim were not capable of being Mechanech the Menorah. There wasn't. It seemed to be of a lesser darga. A higher darga was Aaron HaKoyen the Menorah, and yet Aaron HaKoyen could not be Mechanech the Menorah unless they were first Mechanech the Mizbeach. That's more or less the teretz that he says. So you see, mitzad the kedusha sheboy, you see that there is some sort of connection between the two. It's some sort of hadraga, some sort of step up. You know, you first are mechanech the mizbeach, and then you mechanech the menorah. But again, it's sort of short. What exactly is it? It doesn't quite explain what the connection is. Finally, in halacha, you find that if the menorah is kaba, you take the fire from the mizbeach. It's a mishnah. As a machlokes, the Rambam seems to say that you always take from there if to the Ner Maravi. Other Rishonim learn only if there's no other Ner to take from. That's a machlokes of whether or not you can take from the Ner to this. But in Be'etzim, the Mokum Hadlaka of the Mokar Hadlaka of the Menorah is on the Mizbeach. So there is a connection, and it's not that just by Mikra they didn't have a lighter around or something else, so Mizbeach was a convenient fire next to it. The Mishnah tells us halacha that if it's covered near Maravi, you might likin oisay from the Mizbeach. That's where you take it, from Mizbeach Chutz. So, there was an Eish Tamid there also. There was an Eish Tamid there, Eish Tamid here. There's a big chibur, but let's try to understand a little bit what the chibur is. So the emes is, in the Bria of Eish, you find two functions, two things that happen, that Eish accomplishes. One is Eish is something which is mechala. It devours, it eats up. It eats up and devours anything that is physical. Anything that has mamashis, the Eish eats up. The Eish reduces a huge tree to a little bit gears and a tiny drop of Eifer. That's what Eish does. And Eish has in itself a koyach of ha'ara, of light. Both of them are functions of Eish, but they vary. In other words, the Gemara, in a few places, the more physical material there's in the oil, the less the light is good, and the more substantial the fire will be. Thick wood, wood burns much longer and is much hotter, but in terms of light, shemen, and the more clear the shemen is, the clearer the light is. In other words, Eishin itself has a function of kiloyin, and that's why Midas Hadin is nimshal to Eish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's k'dusha and tara is Eish Eichlo Eish. Anything that has in itself the ability to be mechala, anything that has material substance to it is Eish. And that's what I mean. It's Adin is Eish, and Gehenim is Eish, all those things like that. And then you have a whole property of Eish, which is Lahoyer, which Oyer is part of Eish. They're not two separate things. They're very much tied in with each other. Oyer is something which is considered to be a very refined form of material. It's you know, if when the Torah and when Chazal want to give us a mashal for Ruchnius, the mashal they pick is Oyer, because it's almost something that has no mamashis to it, and it's something that has in itself tchunis that, for us, Basav Adam, it's as far as we can go in giving a mashal to something ruchnius. That's what Or is. But there is a it's hob hotalia. It's not possible to take something coarse and convert it to Or, because it doesn't work that way. When the oil is mezukak, when it has no shmarim to it, when it has no material to it, then it's possible for it to be completely transformed to oil. When it's something that has in itself any chaymer of any type, then that is something that is, it's not good for oil. So when we speak about a mahalach, of something becoming ruchnius, we speak of one element of a certain zikuch. In other words, a person who's material, person who is kosher to chaimer, is not a ruchnius person, even if he knows kavanas arizal and who knows what. the person is very much Basav Adam, so he's Basav Adam. That's it. On the other hand, just being menutik from Chaimetzov is not enough. The famous Maisa that somebody once heard that if you don't talk for Lashon Hara for 40 days and 40 nights, you get a Gilui Eliyahu. And he tried it, and Eliyahu wasn't around. And he asked his Rebbe, they fill in the blank for the Rebbe. Depends on you know, how you talk. So he took him outside, and he showed him a pair of horses. And he said, they haven't spoken Lashon Hara for much more than 40 days, and still they haven't had Eliyahu. In other words, it's true that there are things that are me'akiv, but take away the ikuvim alone, unless there's a certain kumvasei and a certain oira, then you're sitting in darkness. So it's two steps. In the avoda of the in Beis Hamikdash was a mini world, and it had three circles in it. There was the chatzah, where the primary kli was the mizbeach, and the chatzah is a place where you take all tashmishim of the world. You take just like a chatzah in halacha and babasra. A chatzah is where people did all sorts of functions, cooking, washing, the activities of interacting with the world took place in the chatzah, and that was where mizbeach was. So you took in behemoths that were kulei basav adam, and you were milded on the mizbeach, and you turned that into esh. Then there was a second circle where you had avodas Hashem that went from very delicate to beyond, which included in itself lechem, which was a dugma of the monet, and it never ratted, and so on and so forth. You had k'tayris, which was mezuchach, and you had shemen and lakka. That was the inner circle. And then there was the Kodesh Kodashim, that's where you were mechaven everything to. We had no tfis in it. There was no avoid in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's the makom beyond. So you start with something, with one step that takes chaymer and moves it into it's mezachich the chaymer. It takes the chalovim and the damim and the achilas kahanim, and it takes something that's physical. It takes away the physicality, and then you have a makum where you could take the next step, and the age becomes the mor. It becomes something which enlightens. And the mechuvim is towards the beyond, towards Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the mahalach of the Mizbeach. So the structure of the Avodah was that it had to pass from the Mizbeach to the Menorah. In other words, where the Mizbeach finished, that's where the Menorah started. The Eish of the Mizbeach was the cornerstone, so to speak, for the Eish of the Menorah. And that's why the halacha was to be madlik, the Ner Maravi, which was the central Ner. That was the sort of Hizgalmus of the Menorah. That was the essence of Menorah. It took its fire from there. That was the Seder Hadvarim of the Chanukas HaMizbeach and the Menorah that the Zohar Kaddish mentions. In other words, you can't have a Ha'ara of a Menorah without having a Chanukas HaMizbeach first. Because without the Mizbeach, there's not going to have a Eish for the Menorah. So Aaron HaKohen is a higher dagger, and the Nesiim are not capable. The Nesiim are a lower dagger. They're not capable of bringing things to that dagger. But Aaron HaKohen, you can't start with the Menorah. You start with the Mizbeach, and once you have the Mizbeach in place, that's where you can take an Eish from the Mizbeach and bring it over to the Menorah. So the Zohar Kodesh's Hadgosha is there was a Seder Advarim. and you're repeating a menorah, because the first menorah didn't stand until you didn't have the mizbeach standing in the sense of being in the place it's supposed to be. You couldn't have there was no point in having a menorah there. The menorah comes alive again. Now the menorah found its matzav, its metzias, once you have mizbeach. When we translate it into personal, human terminology and so on. So Bemis, there were prostagoyim who really felt that the whole world is achila and shtia and zehu, and that was the malchias, that was paras and bavel. It was very, very coarse, and that's why in many ways they were easier to get rid of, because. And they were really alien. I mean, Yisrael has some element of refinement himself, and so on. Yavon was the first one that actually looked and seemed to be maskim to call Yisrael in terms of that seichel, sichlius, das, is important. And that's the measure of a man. How educated and how understanding and so on and so forth. And the taina seemed to be a logical taina. I mean, if you told me a person's das is the most important thing, okay. So midas tovus can be something that is it's a nice tosefis. But you can't tell me that this person's depth and understanding is not worth much if he doesn't have refined meat. My answer is Sinai. If his eating and drinking is keeping him from chachma, so his chachma suffers. But be'etzim, if the person is brilliant and the person is deep and profound, then what's the problem? That's really. And it was a good taina. It wasn't. People make a mistake. It wasn't that the Yevanim worshipped the guf. They worship both. You know, they're great philosophers and great sports athletes. When we were growing up, was a healthy mind and a healthy body. No, that was the Nasi's mantra. What's the stira? There's no stira. Your das is not less if you're about goof also. So that really depends. If the ha'ara is towards what do you expect from the das to come back? In other words, I sit and I think and I come up with a deep idea of what a person is supposed to be like. What is the emes in the world? If that idea is supposed to reach out to be mayor onwards and to say something about Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not possible that if I'm coarse, then I'm a material person, that any of my machshavas should be any emes about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, I can say beautiful things. I can do beautiful poetry and deep ideas and wonderful ideas, but it's not describing anything beyond the material world. It's reflecting back on myself. I'm shining a spotlight on myself, not over there. It's me. It's impossible, because the material it's just like if I never was in the Chveis in Tibet, I can't say anything intelligent about it, because I'm talking about myself. I'm not looking at there. I'm looking at myself. So if a person is Basav Adam, he can say wonderful things, but there is Basav Adam. That was the difference. That's where Yavin stopped. So Be'emis, even though it affected the Menorah, but the real pagam was in Mizbeach. In other words, the Mizbeach was the Makom HaKrava, where you took Basav Adam and you gave it up. You recognized that the Rambam says in many places, Shmoneh Prakim, and many other places, he speaks about what's master a person from being Masig Elokus is the Chomer, is the Mesach HaChomer. It's if I'm a physical, the more physical I am, the more I see everything through flesh eyes, and I can't shake that. The only one who had a Havamina different was Moshe, because he was But as long as a person is physical, the more physical, the less he has it. So be'emes, if we ask ourselves, the pagam of the Yevanim was in that chelik. It was the mizbeach as a hakdama to that. And that's why when they came into when they trampled the kodesh, what they trampled was the what they were pagea, the kli that they were pagea was the mizbeach. And that's why bo pritzav echelu, they came into the hechel and they were pagim in the mizbeach. Because that was the chilul. They didn't have a problem. They didn't take the menorah off to Yavon to light up Yavon. They were very happy with the menorah. Menorah is a fine thing for them. But their regal gasa, their grub of foot, was a pagam in the mizbeach as a hakdama for the menorah. And that's and if you take a look. The Mizbeach is a Mokum HaKrova. Mizbeach is a place where a person takes something and gives it up. The Tachlis of Mizbeach is to give up something rather than to gain something. Her Tfisa was that I'm not getting back, I'm giving you animals and not getting back anything. In other words, hakrava on a mizbeach by Ovid Avodah Zarah, which they were, they were Ovid Elinim, the people. When you gave a carbon to an Avodah Zarah, you were exchanging something. It's like you give a Bas Adam a gift, you expect something in return. You know, I treated you nicely here, I expect to be treated nicely there. Tit for tat. You know, that was the mahalach. And the Mela, it was something that was, that was her merida on the Mizbeach Dafka. Chazal were matire somebody that became a Yevonis from Klal Yisrael. She, the Mizbeach was what she kicked. And she said, we give you and you don't give anything back. That's where you got called a Klal Yisrael, the hairs, that the giving to the Mizbeach is something where you're doing it to give up. Because if you give up something, that's where you begin to go further. I guess it's something, it's an akuda, I think, that is doubly relevant to this type of oilam. You know, it's true, people speak a lot about the Mesirus Nefesh of Shevet Levi, they sit and they learn, and so on and so forth, and yes, but in many ways, there's a tremendous Mesirus Nefesh for a person who is Isaac in other Yanim, and he is, you know, you come home, you're tired, there's plenty of tirdes, there's plenty of tirches, there's plenty of things, and it's much harder in some ways for a person, it's hard for a person to be menatik himself, to be kaveh himself, in a way that's you know, very kavodik and get into learning. I spent a big part of my life in Yerushalayim where people sitting and learning, and there was a Mesirus Nefesh sitting and learning. But you know, now I in a Mokum where a lot of people are oisik parnasa, and when they take time off, it's Mesirus Nefesh. We tend to think that. Okay, it's a bit evident in the sense I get nothing out of it. You know, it's never I can't spend more time just learning, so at least I have the hour or so to learn. And okay, I think that we have a different perspective if you understand that what you give up, what you makriv on the mizbeach, is creates the shemen for the menorah. It means the harder it is, then the learning is not just a game. It's not just
there's one of our great rabbis, Rav Ochber, was one of the Amudim Yeshivas, and somebody came to him once a big ilui, and he tried to tell him Shtikl Torah. This person was a person who was very, very smart, but he was light, everything was, you know. So he told Mishnah Torah in the Rambam. So Reb Acher found a problem with it. He slugged it up. So good. He says, so we'll say the exact opposite in the Rambam. And we'll say it this way, this way. And Reb Acher got very angry. And he said, I don't know, I'm going to say Yiddish. Was meint hier, der Rambam is haber, mevil tanz terazei, mevil tanz terazei. In other words, in the old days, the one of the amusements was gypsies would go around with a bear in chains, and they would play an accordion, and the bear would dance this way, the other way, and so on. So what do you think? The Rambam is your plaything? You want it this way, you want it this way, you want it that way, the other way? It's very serious. You know, when a person is not being so actively Maisa Nefesh, sometimes the learning is light, there's a lightness to it. When a person sweats and a person knows that every minute he's taking out, it's cutting a piece of himself, the cutting the piece of yourself gives it a different quality in terms of its tara, of the quality of the shemen. The second half is also true. If a person is a good to yid and he's moist enough for many things, but if he's not oisik in the oir of das, of understanding, of knowing, then he hasn't gotten there yet. He's one step in, but the second step of chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the main one is the chibur of das, is the horus amenorah. The combination of the two, there's a certain boyin ke'echot. If a person tears time away from his tirdis and his tirchis, and he tears away concentration and focus, and day in day out puts himself into learning, then a person has it's putting both the kudus together. The person is being makrif something, and the person is using that that shemen that comes out of it, that zichuch, to be meir. And then we have the shleimus of the Chanukah Samizbeach together with the aura of Ner Chanukah. It's the same fire. The fire starts from an ember of something that you sacrificed, and then it becomes the spark that lights up the shemen that's meir a person. So I guess it's something to be mizbeinin on. You know, if Chazal gave us, well, Miram is on the Hemshech, the Chanukah and Sukkah, it's something to be misbeinin. It's interesting that there's one other connection, probably many others, but there's one other connection in Sukkah and Chanukah is Esrei Mamre, that it's both of them need that the Das should be Shailit, and that's the second half we spoke about, that a person needs, it's both of them are certain Ha'ara that a person needs to be Teufis. And the manyeden of sukkah, and the ayin needs to be taifaset in which means that he hears it, he sees it, understands it. Shabazaychem es Hashem to that chibur of both of these avoidas, that we should have the proper amount of the mizachet chayma, which comes from Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, Baruch Hashem, doesn't have to mean threatening life, but it can mean doing things that are hard and difficult and take a lot of effort and sweat and so on. And we should be zeicha to the ha'ara of the oil. Once the oil is mezuch, once a person is is less material, then his mind can start understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be zeicha to, you know, Zegma, Mizmo, Chanukah Samizbeach, we should be zeicha to Chanukah Samizbeach and the Ha'ara Samizbeach.